Now, I love talking to people that are trying to find love for others.
Yeah, you like to, you're almost a matchmaker, Ali. I see you try and do it in the office here.
Oh, yeah. Look, I am a bit of a matchmaker, but I've actually had a little bit of success, not to brag, but I think that's just been really luck. No, but I'm not a professional.
Take the tickets. If you're a professional love guru, then you could make a business out of it.
Yeah, I'm not a professional. And so calm down. Who is a professional, though, or who are professionals, are the lovely Sean and Nikki from Connect Me Noosa. And they join us right now. Good morning, guys.
Hi, Annie.
Hi, Bill.
How
are you going?
Nice to see you this morning. Great.
We're all right. It's a bit early, but we're cool.
Well, we're a bit early. We did happen to find out during the song that you're doing this interview from bed. Is that right?
We are sat on the bed, fully clothed. Yeah.
I'm just stressing that. Not that it matter on radio, but anyway. That's...
No, of course not. No, we don't put that picture in people's heads, though.
Well, you two are in love, so you've got every right to be doing the interview from bed. Is this... Are you just wanting to, how did you get started on this speed dating? Because you've got a fantastic event coming up on Thursday, the 15th of July. Why are you guys doing this?
Well, we met originally, Ali, at a red carpet networking event back in our hometown, and that was about 8 years ago. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, we're wanting to do something like that here. But we thought we'd start with some smaller events to connect people. We both love connecting people. And like yourself, we're matchmakers. We just love doing that. So this would be a good idea to start with this first one of speed dating.
You sound like my fairy godmother.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
just a beautiful accent. I love it.
Thank you.
So all the way from Bristol.
Yeah, that's right, from Bristol. We love your accent. So tell everyone what they can expect from your speed dating night.
Okay, so on the night...
Bilko and I, neither of us have ever done anything like this. So this
will be a very classy event. So we're holding it at a really nice venue, which is Noosa Springs Golf and Spa Resort.
Hello.
And we're in the Plantation Room, so it will all be very discreet.
Hello.
And we've got that exclusively. And there'll be a welcome drink. There'll be 30 speed dates, so we want 30 men, 30 women. Uh-huh. And there'll be canapes mid-time where people mingle, and there'll be some mingling at the end. So it'll be about a four-hour evening, so it'll be a fun evening. We'll make sure it's... absolute fun. We love doing events like this.
Yeah, we'll have a couple of ladies helping us just to put people at ease, just to connect them and, you know, get handshaking and people talking, that sort of thing. And during the actual event, we got about 23 ice-breaking questions for those who were sort of nervous and not exactly sure what to say.
So you guys supplying the questions,
that's
good.
That's so good.
Yeah, some of things like, you know, where do you see yourself in 5 years' time or what's on your bucket list and things like that.
Yeah,
and,
what's the best thing that ever happened to you?
Yeah.
So it really does break the ice. We tested them out at our launch last week and it really got people talking and feeling at ease with each other.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
But we have a problem.
What's the problem?
Well, we have 30 lovely ladies who bought their tickets.
Yep.
And a
waiting list. And we have 5 blokes.
By
the 5 lucky blokes.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Now, they're going, shush, shut up. I'm happy with those odds.
They are. Those ones certainly are. But we do need an equal number to run it, you know, and to be fair to the ladies. And there's 30 lovely ladies that are coming that are booked on.
Yeah.
So we're just trying to establish the reasons why this is. What is the issue here with these guys?
Yeah, I don't know. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this, both of you and Bilko. But what I will say to you, Sean and Nikki, is that I'm actually not surprised, because we did talk to another, spoke to a guy who was running another dating night probably 4 months ago now, and they actually had a similar problem. And the guys, it was right at the, they got the numbers in the end, but it was right at the last minute. And what do you put it down to?
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure. But
we have spoken to some of the guys in the community who have been putting posters out and things like that. And the feedback we're getting, I'm going to say there's 4 things.
Mm-hmm.
One, they're just tight. They don't want to spend the money. The ticket price is $75.
Right, guys, but
a few of you have told me that. The other one is they're scared. You know, to face 30 women coming maybe on their own if they haven't got a mate to come with, or they don't want to tell them in. You know, they prefer to hide behind a computer.
Can I just say something here as well? When we moved to Australia, I thought it's coming to a land where the men are men and the sheep are scared. But I think it might be the other way around. I'm not sure. But
you women can be scary.
No, I couldn't do that. I couldn't come to that. Yep. Or is it, like Ali said, are they just lastminute.com? They all just book on it the last minute. They're just waiting to see if they meet someone in between.
Yeah.
Or the final reason would be, the thing I always hear here is there's 8 women to every one man here. I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, that'd be true. Yeah.
Well,
that might be true.
It could be true.
It is true.
I'll tell you what. Well, look, if you guys are happy to hang with us, let's put it out to the Zinc Family, Bilko. 1-300-891-929.
Yeah.
Come on, Zinc Family, men in particular, but women, feel free to weigh in as well. Why? Well, here you go. You've got this beautiful speed dating night. The 30 women's tickets are sold and a waiting list and only 5 guys. What is the deal? What is the problem? Zinc Family men, why are you reluctant to book into something like this? Let's put it out there.
Now, Rusty's joined us on the line here. Rusty, can you weigh in? As a guy, are you looking to date, mate?
Not anymore, no. I hit the jackpot last year, well and truly.
Congratulations.
I've been on my own for in excess of 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
I found like the dating thing, it was more like a stock pack.
Okay.
Okay, so I know at this time of the morning and you've got a general audience, you can't play the Kanye West's Gold Digger song, but that's sort of how it worked.
Right.
You felt, mm-hmm. What made you feel like that, Rusty? Were they sort of asking, like...
Oh, yeah. The questions come out from the start. You know, how much do you earn? What do you own? You know, what sort of car do you drive? How big is your house?
Can I just say something there? If you don't mind me butting in.
Yeah.
We are actually going to have a list of no-nos as well, and questions like that aren't going to be allowed at our speed dating event.
Oh, that is great.
Income, how big your house is, things like that, they're not going to be allowed.
Yeah, good.
So it's just purely going to be positive stuff, you know?
And it shouldn't be allowed. Well, I can't believe that, Rusty. That's really... I mean, I'm not saying that people wouldn't be curious as to know what your job is, and, I mean, that's a natural question to ask. But, I mean, that's disgusting. I'd be turned off by that too.
It was a stock take from the outset. And, anyway.
All right, Rusty.
Yeah.
I've done extremely well for myself. I'm 18 months down the track now. It's just great. Everything's great.
And did it come from a speed dating event, or did you meet some other way?
No, not for a speed dating event, no.
Okay, well, there you go. Would you have been a bit daunted to go to a speed dating event either way, Rusty?
Yes.
Yeah, a bit scared. And no judgment, obviously.
Just experience.
Okay.
I reckon it would be tough trying to come up with questions. I don't know, you guys are supplying them. But,
I love that.
Yeah, that's an icebreaker. But still, it's you might want to put in something of your own, and you just might feel a bit silly asking questions or whatever. I don't know. Hey, Alana's decided to ring in this morning. Hello, Alana.
Hello.
Hello,
hey,
lovely.
Hello, darling. I think that cool little Rusty or whatever his name was, was way off the mark.
Okay.
I dated for years and I don't think I may have asked, do you have a job? Things like that. But, and I know a heap of single women and they wouldn't dare ask those sort of questions. They're just rude.
But that's the problem, Alana. Women now are so forward with these questions, and that's what can drive men away. It's a bit scary.
Can I just say, I've got to stop you there, Bilks, because I mean, that might have been Rusty's experience, but I've got quite a lot of single girlfriends, and there's no way they would be so rude as to ask a guy any questions about how much he owns or how much he earns, and B, they've got their own cash and they've got their own assets and houses. So there are just as many women who would be concerned about someone maybe taking what they have as a man would be for a woman to do that. So I think the people are all in the same boat. Sorry, I missed that, Alana.
I said exactly, Ali.
Yeah.
You know, it goes both ways.
100%.
What about my mate, Phil? Come on, Phil.
Mate, how you going?
All right.
Morning, hey. Phil.
Morning, darling. I hope Ali's
don't mind me saying.
I hope Ali don't mind me saying this.
Yeah.
But the only reason I wouldn't go to a speed dating thing because I'm waiting on her.
Ali, you've got an admirer.
Oh, Phil, thanks, Phil, darling. Seriously, I mean, our romance has just been over the airwaves, hasn't it?
Yeah, darling. I can't wait to meet you, sweetheart.
You're lovely, Phil, and I can't wait to meet you too.
I wouldn't only take you, I'd take the girls too.
Oh.
He's offered to be a dad.
Listen, now, Phil, what I will say is, don't worry about me. I'm a pain in the bum. What you need to do is to sign up to this Connect Me Noosa and go on the speed dating night.
Yeah, go on, mate.
Do you mind me asking you, are you between 45 and 60?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, this is perfect for you, Phil.
All right, look, Ali,
all right, I'll sort that. We'll sort that out later. And unfortunately, Sean and Nikki have dropped out from Connect Me Noosa, but jump onto their Facebook page. As I said, this event is specifically for 45 to 60-year-olds, but I know they are down the track going to do a younger age group and an older age group as well. So they're covering all that, but they're starting with the 45 to 60-year-olds. Thursday, the 15th of July, all the details are on there. Head to their Facebook page, Connect Me Noosa, and hopefully you can find love.